Congressman? Thank you, sir. Congressman Patlin on 9-2.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I got your message the other day, and I never will cease being appreciative. And your note of February the 17th, those two letters, you couldn't have expressed it better if you'd written for my daddy. I agree with you 100%, just exactly the way I feel about it. And I haven't any idea about any individual, and I'll talk to you about it before I do. I haven't got many good friends like you left, but in case I'm called on to make any decision, I'll sit down with you, but no time will it ever be made on any basis like that.
That's right. Well, now listen, let me ask you to be more careful. There are a lot of nuts at large, through holes.
Yeah.
And a lot of them think that they're in direct communication with God, and God's telling them to do certain things.
Yeah, that's right.
And for goodness sake, you know, you can't afford to run these risks, and I'm afraid you're running too many risks. Now, Jack Kennedy was too daring, and that's what caused it.
Yeah, I know, but all the ones I've seen, a bunch of kids at a corner in a fine neighborhood, generally, what you do, we have a house up on top of the hill, and everybody lives in that neighborhood. The kids and their wives come out, and they come to the church to see you, and you know, that's not much risk. If it is, well, they got you anyway. I'm a lot more protection than we've ever had. I've got good cars, good guards. There's one on all sides of me. You don't need wheel watching after that. But I just was reading your letter February 17th about not answering it, and I thought I'd better call you and tell you, and I just agree with it 100%.
Sure enough.
And I read James's editorial, too, and I quite agree.
Well, thank you very much.
Goodbye, my friend. Bye. Give my love to Merle.
I'll certainly do.
I want to have you down here some evening just when you and I can sit around and talk.
Anytime you say.
All right, okay.